Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Right now we're in New York City doing it live and direct. We're going to give you the music. We're going to give you headlines. Right now we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson, college football, LeBron James. There's a lot on the schedule today, but we're going to give it to you live and direct for this hour and a half that we have with you. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep playing some music for now, and then we'll come back with you with some live live sales. Okay, world, what's up? How are you doing on this Sunday morning? Daylight savings. You had an hour, an extra hour to do what you need to do, to get extra sleep, to turn up a little bit, and now you're here on this Sunday morning, however you may be. I want to jump right into it. Okay, if you have anything you want to add to whatever I may say, please call in at 914-803-4581. That is, again, 914-803-4581. We can have a discussion, we can talk, but I want to jump in direct. Some sad news came across the way earlier this week. My man, Deshaun Watson, the Clemson Tigers guy. My man tore his ACL in practice. I might throw Allen Iverson corner. We're talking about practice. We are talking about practice. He's expected to miss the rest of the season. This is a sad thing for the Texans. They were 3-4. Deshaun had an exciting season. My man was all over the place. He was my call for Rookie of the Year, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, my man tore his ACL in practice. And now the Texans have to figure it all out right now. They got this new quarterback, Tom Savage. What a name. He was a starter earlier this year. Now he gets his second chance. How the world worked. The world works in mysterious ways right there. He get a second chance to be able to show what he can do, since Deshaun's not going to be through. Nonetheless, though, I don't think Bill O'Brien was saying that they're not losing much here. They're a bunch of resilient guys. They battle it through and day in and day out. They lost J.J. Watts. Clowney, the South Carolina football player, has been on and off, hot, not hot, injured, not injured, and he's been through it. But nonetheless, they're a bunch of resilient guys. I mean, they have a great running game with Lamar Miller in the backfield, a good receiving core with DeAndre Hopkins, Bruce Ellington, another South Carolina guy. I mean, they got some guys down there. They got some people who can ball. So they shouldn't be too far off from what they've been doing so far. But nonetheless, it's a sad thing to see a guy like Watson tear his ACL, because now does his explosiveness come back? Is he going to be explosive? I mean, the only person I think I know, at least, that has done something like that is Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, my man, tore his ACL and just came back like he never left. He bounced back from that like you bounced, like Big Sean said it. Nonetheless, though, I think Deshaun's going to be good, man. Rest up, heal up, do what you need to do. You will be in our prayers. You continue to be in our prayers. You have a special place in this heart of mine right here, my man. He was definitely Rookie of the Year, Rookie of the Choice for me. But we'll keep it going here. We'll keep it live and direct here. Our last call, 843. Please add us at 843_thelastcall. That's again at 843_thelastcall. We're going to keep playing music, and I'll be back for more. Be prepared to talk about college football. Here we go.
Don't use protection. I find myself reading no text messages when I'm bored. We find ourselves sexing till that connection is restored. I know that sounds immature, but if we never grow up, then I'm wishing good luck on the seats that's inside this porch. Come to me, come to me. Look at what you've done to me. You put a gun to me, then you brought the sun to me. Shine like blood diamonds, learning to have patience only cause you are timeless. The universe energy doesn't lie, and this chemistry is infinity at a million times. I wrote a million rhymes describing your star power, and after 24 bars, you get 24 hours.
Oh yeah, there's no place quite like you. There's no better time to know. no better time than now. You gotta stay ready, yeah. There's no place quite like here. There's no better time than now. That's why I stay ready.
Call. We'll be more than happy to share our playlist, share our songs, whatever we may do. Right now, we have Seb Bars, my man from Massachusetts, sitting in NYC on the call, the co-host himself. Go ahead and shoot yourself, Seb, however you may do. I don't want to talk for you.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all doing great on this wonderful Sunday. Thank you again for joining in with us as we continue to perfect this show.
Hey, okay, guys. As I said, we did the Deshaun. He was the swim of the week, the disappointment of the week, the story of the week, and that was a sad and heartbreak one. But now we're about to go into college football scores right here. I'm going to give a quick recap. We're going to talk about a few of these games here because a few of these games were heartbreaking. Can we first talk about Ohio State versus Iowa? Is that not a shame? I mean, Ohio State was number 4 in the country. The score for that game was
3.
Might have been number 3 in the country. The score of the Ohio State 24, Iowa 55. I saw something that said, okay, we beat the number 2 team in the country. Why are we top number 4? Ohio fans, say that. Iowa says, hold my corn. I'm going to put a 55 on you real quick and call it a light day nonetheless. I mean, I don't know what the guys in Iowa are eating, but I mean, they ate yesterday like they never ate before. It looked like. I ain't never seen a team do this for me real quick. I mean,
yeah, I know. I did not see that coming myself either. Like, I remember we were flicking through the channels. I saw Iowa 48. I was like, hold up, who is Iowa playing? Pull up and hit Google real quick, and it's all was Ohio State, and I was just dumbfounded.
Can we just look at the fact that you were like, wait a second, Iowa put up 48 points because what? It is the Big 12. Can we not forget these types of things? Iowa, I think, is it. I mean, who? I mean, let me rethink this real quick. Iowa demolished them. I mean, Iowa State is in the Big 12. They put up, I want to say, it looks like they put up an average of around 6 points a game, which is not bad for a team of their caliber. But they, Iowa also, what we can't remember, what we can't forget, though, is that they also beat Iowa State, who has beat 2 top 4 teams this year. Iowa may be one of those teams, not low-key. They also lost to Penn State, the number 4 team at the time, 21-19. So maybe there's something about Iowa we should make sure we keep it attached, because Iowa and Iowa State have been balling. It's something in the corn they're eating out there in Iowa, because these two teams have been balling when it came, and they've been coming to play when it's time to come to play.
They have, but then Iowa State lost to West Virginia last night.
I mean, and that is the thing, though. When it's time to come to play, they come to play, but when it's time for them to just put it down, get the quick W, then they lose. Iowa State lost, like you said, West Virginia, 16-20. I mean, Iowa State has been powerhousing this year. I mean, again, it was one of the teams where I was like, this is the Cinderella story of the year right here. I mean, who knew of Iowa State? Who knew of Iowa? I mean, these are places not many people go. I mean, please tell me if I'm wrong here. I don't know many people from Iowa. I just don't. But they've been balling.
I don't think I know anyone.
They have been balling. Again, 55 points. A crazy game right there. We also had a big, big rival game, LSU versus Alabama. Alabama Roll Tide continues to take the cake on that one and continues to push through. I mean, I think in the SEC, we may have Alabama-Georgia. I mean, I think that is the SEC championship. It looks like it's coming down to that type of way here. I don't see any other team stepping into that realm. Please tell me if I'm wrong here. So that's...
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Pat. And it brings me back to that convo we were having, you know, on Saturday afternoon about the college football playoffs. And it's like, what do you do now that on that committee, now that you have the best two teams in the nation in the same conference, and they're most likely going to have to play each other, you know, for the SEC championship? Does one of them, you know, fall off the playoffs if they lose that game after, you know, killing it the whole year? I don't think so, but I just think it's funny that, you know, the best two teams from the nation are just so happen to come from the SEC once again.
Ooh, I think you have a valid point that we did talk about this, because it's kind of it hurts one of the teams. Like we said, Georgia is a good team, don't get me wrong. But for them to have to play Alabama twice potentially, there's no way they're going to win. I mean, they may win one game. They may win one game, but they're not going to win the second. Or if they win if they lose the first game, that might push them out the playoffs. And I think that's kind of hurt you. I mean, that's the realm we face when it comes to this whole college football playoffs. And you got the conference championships. Like, it's a lose-lose situation in some of the cases for some of these teams, especially in a powerhouse conference like the SEC, where you are bound to play good people week in and week out, and you never know what you may get. I mean, because Georgia, let's be honest here, that game that they played against South Carolina where they won 24-10 was close up until the third quarter. It was a very close game. And then, again, that's where grit, that's where that pull comes through, because finally, Georgia said they're Georgia, and they kept putting up points, and they balled, and they pulled it out. They pulled the victory out in the fourth quarter, nonetheless. There. Another big game that we had, like we said, Penn State has been falling. The Nittany Lions continue to become little cats, and they continue to be scared and go under the covers and under the blankets and continue not to ball as what they should be doing. I mean, Barkley, my man, is a beast of a back. A beast of a returner, but this
Mr. Do It All.
He's Mr. Do It All. I mean, he may be the reason why Penn State football has been surviving as much as it has been so far.
He threw a touchdown pass yesterday.
I mean, he can throw the touchdown.
No, excuse me. No, it wasn't. It was like a 20-yard pop pass.
Hey, you can throw the ball. That's the thing. As a coach, you gotta love having a player like that. At any point in time, people are going to be worried. People are going to be afraid of the ball touching his hand. And you have a player like that as a coach, that is the best thing to have, because you, as a defense, you got them on your toes. Seth, we played defense before. We have been on the defensive side of the ball. And they have an offensive player that we know if he touches it, he is explosive. He's going to do what he needs to do. He's going to get the first down. He may even run. He may pass. You never know. And you have a play like that.
You just don't want to get the ball.
It's like he touches the ball, you never know because he could go off. He could run for a 50-yard touchdown. He could run for a 70-yard touchdown. He could return the ball. He has done a lot. I mean, I think the Coach Franklin at Penn State, man, he has to get the team going. There may be a lot of distractions with the Nittany Lions. Don't get me wrong. They always have distractions, but distractions come and go. But as a team, they gotta do something here because this is not looking pretty for them.
I definitely agree with that. They got to, finish this year strong. It's been pretty exciting watching Penn State, especially after all their recent, controversies. It's kind of nice to be able to say, Penn State's back. And it's fun to watch.
True.
I think it's good for college football as a whole. And so, right now they just need to figure it out. They're probably out of the playoffs at this point now that they've lost two. But it doesn't mean they still can't finish when, it's like a 10-2 record and have good momentum going towards next season.
I mean, that's a valid thing because let's think about this. They lost to Ohio State last week. Ohio State just lost to Iowa this week. I mean, Penn State early in the season beat Iowa 21-19, even though it was a very close game. But I think as that committee, that college football playoff committee, you are in a very kind of bundle situation here. Like we said, so I think my top four for playoffs is going to be Alabama. I'm going to put Georgia in there. I'm going to put Clemson there. And then I may even put Notre Dame. Might be my four. Who's yours, Seth?
I'm agreeing with you for the most part. I'm a little iffy on Clemson.
Okay. Talk to me. Why is that?
Kelly Bryant, he's not the most reliable. Now that he's a little dinged up and he can't run and he's not as mobile as he needs to be, he's been having some trouble, and, that's really been hurting their offense. Don't take anything wrong away from NC State, but NC State was controlling most of that game into the fourth and even had a shot, in that final moments of the game. And then you get a team like Syracuse who, I don't want to bash Syracuse, they're not the greatest team out there to say the least, and essentially dominated Clemson. Yes, Kelly Bryant was hurt and out the game, but, that showed a lot. If he could barely handle the D line from Syracuse, what are you gonna have to do when he has to see a D line from Bama again for the first time in his life? I think one of the best quotes ever is from Jonathan Allen when he was talking about Deshaun Watson. He's like, "I knew this kid was a competitor because he's the only quarterback that kept getting up the whole game after we kept banging him."
And that's the thing. That's what hurts me so much about Deshaun, because my man has heart. My man has grit. My man has the intangibles that you can't – it's hard to find those types of things in a quarterback. It is very hard to find those types of things and those tendencies. And when you do, you want to stick and ride with that dude. But I must agree with you. I mean, Clemson, again, is iffy. But if you look at their season for the rest of this year, I mean, they're not playing too many teams right now. They got Florida State, who is not a bad team, but Florida State has been downhill since they lost Alabama that first game.
Bama destroyed their season right at the start.
Florida State lost a quarterback in the initial game of the season, and they have been going downhill since. So they have Florida State at Clemson. That's bound to be a W for Clemson. Then they have the Citadel Bulldogs, hometown, represent for South Carolina, Citadel Bulldogs. They have that at Clemson. And then their final game is against the South Carolina Gamecocks, who is a rivalry game, a Palmetto State. We call it the Palmetto State Championship, I believe. And then you have that game also. So, I mean, they're not looking too bad. They have the ACC Championship. And in the ACC, not looking too heavy. I'm not sure. Virginia Tech may be in that championship. I'm kind of actually unsure of who may be in the ACC Championship with Clemson. Other than that, so there's the season.
Conference is Miami in? Are they in the ACC?
Oh, Miami. Miami will. Yes, I forgot about that. You were correct. Miami is in there. They're in ACC, the other division. You're right. Miami may be in that
That's going to be a big game. I didn't know that if Miami wins out and they beat Clemson, that might propel them into the playoffs.
Very true. Very true.
That defense is killing it right now.
You are exactly right, because So Miami, I mean, I told you this before. Miami is an exciting team to watch on defense because that defense, as we said, has been killing. Up until last week, they've been leading college football in turnovers. They have this new thing called the turnover chain. It's a full-blown gold chain, diamond studs, just like the Miami-Dade County boys like it, where they just rock the chain. Every turnover they get, maybe a fumble, maybe an interception, maybe a turnover and downs or some type of sack, I'm sorry that calls that, the turnover chain. And that is one tradition that I think is just 21st century all the way right there. I don't think I've ever heard of something such as that. I don't think I've seen such as that yet, but you got the turnover chain. All right, guys, we're about to hit it to you live and direct. We're going to play some music now, and we're going to come back, talk a little basketball. We may even talk a little investments to try to educate the people here listening to sports. Again, this is the last call. Call in if you have it at 914-803-4581. That is, again, 914-803-4581. Again, this is the last call, Sunday morning. Happy fall back to them.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra piece? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I do, man, I just saw your villa. Press a son of weakness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the peanut. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, can be so say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
Listen, what's the doctor really on the right for this? I never used to see you make the jig a low flex. I thought he else to favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole if I think so from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your hands, no open task. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No. Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off.
Must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
You're giving me the It's Not You, It's Me routine? I invented It's Not You, It's Me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
Look, I was just trying to get...
I know what you were trying to do. Nobody does it better than me.
I'm sure you do it very well.
Yes, well, unfortunately, you'll never get the chance to find out.
Yeah. Breaking up is hard to move along, it's even harder. It's over, she got colder now, can't locate where her heart is. And I'm just being honest, since we not even talking, my mom won't let you go, should even consider stalking. Now, you know I be teasing, though, you know that my ego won't. Thought this was forever love, just that was just seasonal. She got back, well, oh boy, probably had a reason, though. Although thought that we would grow, guess that wasn't feasible. But we ain't gotta be beefing, no, I miss you at my recent show. I speak to CJ often, and sometimes I just wanna speak you up. Yeah, hit you up, or call you up, or send a text. Your new man got my respect, so if I do call, it's just a check. Heard that you are I, though, my nigga for life, though. It's funny how this life go. We love for a while, then the light goes. Took me a while just to write those. Pride, I had to fight, so I'ma stop right there. And I know you don't care, but I hope you got that bite, boo. Hey. Love of us, contemplate, I wrote about her. We no longer close to nothing. That's why she ignore my flowers and my call and my text. Spending her time with them, I guess. I regret some shit I did, but darling, is y'all intimate? Who was better? I know I was. Don't you lie, don't blow my buzz. You ask me who I'm stroking now, I say that the pool is closed. Can we stay broken up and all these pages close them up? I hope we both do learn from this, so my next don't gotta be so rough, huh? Gotta get better with time. Relationships should never rewind. Better leave it all behind. Does that mean you can never be mine? Well, there's a but. Without you, love, it's cold as fuck. Life is a movie, we both stay cut, but most times, darling, the sequel sucks. More about nothing, man. This is part two, man. Man, it's been grinding, man. Just, you know, feel good, man. You know, I got to meet a lot of my fans, and I didn't know how diverse my fan base was. I'm just a kid that likes to talk about reality, to be honest. Like, I could break down a relationship in a lot of different ways, and I could break down what I seen, you know, my time on this planet. But, you know, when niggas talk that rap shit, like, I...
That was a little Wale. He called in, just gave us a little advice when it comes to love, you know. You got to have Wale come through from D.C., represent for Bryson, who is from D.C., always. All right, right now we're about to go into it. LeBron James. My man had a huge game against the Washington Wizards playing point guard. I don't know what they can do here. I mean, you wait for him to fade. He hits you with the turnaround fadeaway. You try to be cute. You predict the decline, and he continues to attack the rim, dunking it every other play, it seems like. My man's been destroying the Wizards at point guard. Let's not forget the fact that he is playing point guard. And for my honest, I think that's a LT left trigger, right bumper, XAB cheat code. LeBron James really should not be playing point guard in this league. That is unfair to all the point guards out there, I must say. People like John Wall and Russell Westbrook giving it they all at point guard, and then you just put a 6'7", 245 dude that got buddies out the gym that have been playing the game for about 8 years. Now he gets to play point guard for fun. I must say, LeBron can do it all. We got our specialist, Kene Black Gamba, here when it comes to the NBA. Please give us, what do you think, Kene, about LeBron playing?
I just think LeBron's getting back in the groove. You know, he missed all of his he pretty much missed all of preseason due to his ankle injury. So now it's just like he's just warming up at this point. 33 years old, still pulling it off. This guy's work ethic is unmatched. I felt like Washington Wizards had zero answers for him. Zero answers at all. They tried to put John Wall on him, Bradley Beal, Marquise Morris. They put everybody on him, and they could not stop him. But what I did find odd was that, for some reason, when he was just going off, they didn't think about or they didn't try to double-team him. And the coach was living with the fact that LeBron was just going to go off and drop 57. I don't know if he thought that, okay, maybe I'm draft 57 and that's fine, but we're still going to find a way to win. Clearly that was not the case. And I think they were also scared that if they try to double team him, he'll make the right play, because we all know LeBron has a very great basketball IQ, probably one of the best passers in the league. So it just shows his very versatile. He just has a lot of weapons, you know, which makes him even harder to guard. And especially when he's knocking down shots like that, he's it's over. It's over.
I mean, I must say LeBron may actually – I read a comment that said he is feeling the best he's ever felt in his career. How is that possible for this
that
dude to be continuing to dominate as much as he is and has been? And he's coming. He is coming for people's lives. He is saying he's played the four. He's played the five. Now he chose this season to play the one. Imagine if this dude's in the playoffs. Who is he? He can guard KD, Draymond, Steph. He's guarding the whole team if he needs to. And that is a scary thought. The way Wade said it after their 130-122 victory is that, like, an old lady needs soft shoes. I don't even know what that means, but it just sounds like LeBron is balling. He got Dwayne Wade saying foolishness. I don't even know what that even means. Steph, give us your take. What do you think about the LeBron situation here?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, but I just love to see players in the NBA drop ridiculous numbers. And so, you know, seeing someone put up 57 is just always fun to watch. But can he sustain it all year, though? Can he have a Russell Westbrook like season like he did last year, where he just, you know, averaged a triple double?
He averages one of the most minutes in the league. He plays the most minutes, so in terms of like conditioning and endurance, it's clearly there for him. That's never been an issue. Sometimes they feel like he needs rest. Anything like that game he played 42 minutes. That's ridiculous. Like, why should he play 42 minutes? He's 33 years old.
Right. And, you know, we're compounding that over 82 games plus playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be a lot on his body.
True.
And that's
LeBron. He's proven that he can do that. This is his 15th year. And pretty much all 14 of those years before, he's been playing high minutes just like that. I don't know how he does it, but he's been doing it.
As long as he doesn't cramp up in the playoffs, you know, because of all these minutes playing in the regular season.
Check what he's drinking. LeBron drinking something not allowed him to leave, and we just don't know it yet. He has some special powers.
If you look on the opposite internet spectrum,
you got Dwayne Wade, who's been broken the entire season. You got Carmelo Anthony, who looks like he's fat and can't run and he can't be in condition. And then you got CP3, who I've been
talking about
too. So, I mean, LeBron must be doing something. Is he friends with all of them? He just got a little extra juice in the rest of it. I'm a little confused about it.
He's keeping the banana boat crew afloat.
But
can
really
we
though.
Talk about his free throws, though? I think he bought a shot on eBay. He got a subscription or something. He's using Amazon Prime, maybe. I don't know what it is, but he's been shooting above 80% for free throws so far this season, which is a career high for him. Last game, he went 9 for 9 for free throws. Like, that is unheard of for LeBron. I don't know what is going on lately. He claims he switched up his shot after his elbow injury. And it looks like it's working out. I think it's really looking scary right now for LeBron. He's in his 15th year, and it's looking like his best year. So, I don't know. The league better watch out.
Yeah, that's the last thing you need. It's like when you can't follow him because he's going to make his free throws now too. Like, what do you do at that point?
So, I'm going to throw this question at the crew real quick. The last call crew. So who are we taking here? In the fourth quarter, 10 seconds left, all of them in their prime. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and LeBron James. Who's your pick and who's taking that shot for you? Can they throw it at me? Who's taking that shot?
I think is it who's taking that shot or who am I giving the ball?
Who are you allowing? You got 10 seconds left. You down by 3. Who are you allowing to take that shot in the fourth?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. To take the shot, I'm going to go with LeBron. Just because looking at, like a lot of people focus on, you know, like the one time that the player makes a shot, and they completely forget all the other clutch moments where they miss the shot. And if you actually look at the percentages, LeBron is up there with a high percentage of making clutch shots. So that tells me he's making the right decision. Whereas, like, Kobe is just going to shoot anything. Like, no matter – same thing with Michael. They're just going to shoot. They're not going to try to make – take the better percentage shot or whatever. They're literally just going to try to shoot and be the superhero. And hero ball is a fallacy. So I'm going to go with LeBron in this case.
Talk to me, Seth. Who's taking the shot here?
That's definitely a tough one. But I think I'm going to have to go with Kobe on this one. Personally, I just think, you know, he's more of a pure shooter than LeBron is. You know, LeBron can hit his three here and there, and, you know, he has proven to be clutch at times. But if I'm down by three, I want someone who's more reliable behind that line. You know,
Kobe takes horrible shots. Kobe
shot
and Carmelo are twins. They literally, they've
the
never seen
second.
A defense they didn't like.
Every shot in the last 10 seconds is not going to be the best shot. So I want
every
someone.
Shot, every shot the whole game is not going to be the best shot for Kobe.
That's true.
You have a valid point. I mean, I'm gonna have to go with Seth on this one. I'm taking Black Mamba all the way to take this last shot. My man KB24 is taking my last shot all the time. I've seen clutch, and that he is beyond what clutch stands for. I mean, he does it a lot of games. 5 times NBA
yeah,
championship,
right
2 times Finals MVP.
Got those numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at an old article right here. This is from, you know, February 2016. And at that time, you know, dating back to 06, 07, LeBron was 5 for 47 with the chance to either tie or take the lead in the closing 5 seconds of the game.
What year was that?
So this is throughout his career dating back to – this article was 2016. So dating back to 2006, 2007, he was 5 for 47 with the chance to either tie the game or take the lead. And that's who you want to take your last shot.
Yes, that's who I want to take my last shot. He's shooting about I want to say he's shooting about 42% during clutch situations, whereas
Ooh.
Kobe's shooting 39%.
Can you please reference that number? I'm going to need a footnote on that one. I'm going to need a footnote there.
So, Kobe's shooting 39% during clutch situations. Because you got to think, like, every clutch situation, Kobe's always trying to take the shot. And we always forget all the times that he's missed those shots, but all we remember is the time that he made it. But if you literally count and see how many times he took clutch shots, you'd be like, damn, this is actually really not that efficient. And it's because he'll literally have, like, three people on him. If there's 3 seconds left, he doesn't care. He's going to take the shot. And I'm like, that's a little ridiculous. Like, I need someone who's going to make the right decision. Whereas LeBron, he's going to be like, nah, I'm probably going to pass that ball because I'm trying to win the game. It's not about being a hero. And if he feel like, okay, this is the right shot, he's going to take it, which is why his percentage is higher than Kobe's.
Yeah, but I don't want J.R. Smith shaking the last shot.
That's a valid point.
You know, sometimes he'll make that pass and it'll be a great decision, you know, like basketball IQ wise, but I just really don't want, you know, someone else taking the shot.
That's a valid point.
All right, everyone, the world will let you sit on that whole LeBron, Kobe, Michael Jordan debate. Again, please give us a call at 914-803-4581. We're about to get into some music. We'll be back with more talk here at The Last Call. See ya.
I don't want to. Yeah.
oh, oh.
I sold my soul to the devil, that's a crappy deal. At least it came with a few toys like a Happy Meal. This game you could never win. Cause they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again. Get away from me, loneliness. Get away from me, misery. Get away from me, fake. I can't take the phoniness. Get away from me, whack tracks. I can only make only hits. I'm my only child lost in the world. Where did the lonely kids go when the bell ring? And feeling like hell rings, bringing me back down. Checking my background. It's ironic what's happening. Imagine if I didn't have the ends. I wouldn't have so many imaginary friends. I'm spaced out, dog. I'll be on that moon talk. Wonder if God asked Mike had a moonwalk. I swear to mama, it was me and my father talked more. I stopped visiting around the time I was a sophomore. I guess everything I hate about me, I see in him. And I ain't finna change, so we'll never agree again. Just a few things pouring out my soul. Roll through it, we can see out with our eyes closed.
Life is about evolving and growing, elevating, constant growth, like green leaves. I dedicate this to the children. Yeah.
Mama told me a wise man leaves and never takes short to follow. And what's done right here in the here and now. Always expect tomorrow. It's like cause and effect. Simple mathematics. Like 1 + 1 = 2. See the bed that we make. That's where we got the lay. So be wise on the path we choose. And keep growing. Yeah. Claim it, you can't obtain it. What was made shall be, and that's the law of the universe.
That's the universal law.
Channel your light, use insight, and remember your precious gift.
We are precious.
Take the good with the bad, the tears with the laughing. Always be positive and keep growing.
That was a little Raheem Devon, little Life on your Sunday morning. You got to enjoy some good soul, some good R&B. All right, we're about to get back into the last call. Please, again, call us in if you have anything you want to say, anything you want to add at 914-803-4581. Or, again, you can add us at Twitter at 843_thelastcall. Please give it to us. Give us any advice, any tips, anything you want to talk about. But we're going to jump right into it. The Warriors did not decide to go see the White House. As we do here at The Last Call, we like to jump into political, economical, and all things social when it comes to stories we talk about. And this is our social story of the week here. Donald Trump said that he did not want the NBA champions welcome into his home of the White House. I don't see why many people would want to go. It is just a White House with a white man inside of it. Not much else there to see. But again, usually and traditionally NBA champions traditionally visit the White House. But again, after all this issue that went, people like Stephen Curry said they didn't want to go. They withdrew their invitation to go to visit Donald Trump. Again, usually people go in because when our president was black and your Lambo was blue, everyone wanted to go visit the man, Barack Obama, when they won a championship. I cannot say it's the same nowadays with the President Trump in the office. But again, guys, what do you have to say about this? Is this a bad move by the Warriors? Is this a bad move by Donald Trump? Is this petty by the Warriors? Or is this even petty by Donald Trump? I'm curious to give me your thoughts, your feedback. Let me talk to me here.
So my first question is, do you know when winning teams started to visit the White House? Did that start with President Obama?
That did not.
That's been a thing.
I want to say around a little bit before Clinton. Around Clinton era, Clinton was a big sports fan as a president.
Sports
teams started to go.
Okay, I mean personally, I just think it's all like blown out of proportions on both ends. Well, maybe not both ends. So one, like you said, it is just going to see the White House. I mean, I'm sure it's amazing to go meet the president. But at the end of the day, you're just going to see the White House. But I think, you know, I just find it funny how after Steph Curry, you know, said he didn't want to go, that's when the offer was withdrawn. It's not like when someone, you can't uninvite someone after they say they don't want to go. So I just found that a little silly. And it's just like, every time I see, like, little things like this concerning our president, I'm just like, Donald Trump, there are so much more things going on in this world right now. Why are you worried about the NBA and the NFL? Like, we have North Korea testing nukes left and right, and we're worried about, you know, the fact that the Golden State Warriors don't want to go to the White House. Like, please get your agenda in line.
I mean, that's a very true statement. Actually, I also want to requote myself. JFK was the first president who allowed it people to come visit the White House as well. But again, I do agree. I mean, we have a lot more important things than worry about whether or not Stephen Curry wants to come shoot a basketball hoop with Donald Trump, or even if Colin Kaepernick can still not play in the NFL currently due to the political issues surrounding that as well too. But I do agree.
Going too far. Like Stephen Curry was he the only player, the only person I think mentioned by name in the new tax bill.
he was specifically
mentioned that the tax player was supposed to help, you know, the small business owners and like put like a disadvantage to NBA superstars like Stephen Curry.
Very true. I mean, the thing is, the Warriors aren't. I mean, they are going there. I mean, KD, as many of you know, is from DC area, and they're going there to do charitable work around like KD's charities that he works with in the DC area. But I mean, the fact that they just didn't want to go to DC area, I think you have every right to kind of make your decision as a person, as a citizen, or as a citizen of this country as well too. And for Donald Trump, again, he is the president. I mean, this past week himself, he was deactivated by Twitter. Why someone that worked at Twitter, his account was deactivated. Someone at Twitter got tired of it and deactivated my man's account. And so he
is
done tweeting.
Twitter is really, really petty.
So,
I think it was before they like either quit their job or got fired too. That was like their last little jab at Twitter before they left.
That's hilarious.
Somebody needs to really just take away his Twitter at this point, or take away everything, or just stop letting it, like, someone just write his speeches for him or write for him, because clearly he's just doing his own thing, and it's really terrible.
I put my man to take help,
like, accept the help around him. Like, there's so many people out there who can speak for him or whatever, like, take the help at this point. I'd rather you have a ghostwriter. coming out there and speaking that gibberish. But shout out to the Golden State Warriors. I already know they're going to turn this bad moment into something positive. It's kind of great that they're going to, or they're planning on hosting a charity event, putting on a basketball clinic to host for charity in KD's hometown. Looks like that's what they might try to do. And Steve Kerr mentioned that there's also members of Congress are actually don't necessarily agree with Trump and are still asking for the Warriors to come and visit. So they might work some things from there and probably just check out other historical sites in D.C. So, but yeah, leave it to the Warriors. They keep it clean.
I mean, I agree. I mean, I have not seen a president involved in so many national sports at such a national level when we have so many other world threats at hand. But
yeah.
Again, hey, it's the world we live in now. Social media and that basically runs it. So we're about to get back into a quick song real quick. We'll come back, talk about Kinney's favorite topic, the ball guy himself. Literally, Lonzo Ball is what we're talking about. So please, tune in. The last call. Stay ready. Be ready. Here we go.
in place.
A Little Soul Searching by Michelle. Again, if you're just tuning in, you have 20 minutes to listen to us, The Last Call. Again, if you're just tuning in, our show starts at 10 a.m. We go for about an hour and a half to giving you straight, raw, talented people talking about sports, be it college football, NBA, NFL. And then we give you some music here and there as well. Right now, we're about to go into our favorite topic. Seb said it last week that he would be Rookie of the Year. They call him LO2, Lonzo Ball. My man is selling shirts with his face printed on it on a Nas cover at Complex Con out in L.A. What's better than that, I guess? My man said that Nas is not hip-hop and that what is hip-hop is Migos and the rest of the
crew.
But again,
yeah,
I wanted to
strangle him after I heard that. That has nothing to do with basketball.
We're going to give it to you live. Kinect, what is it that you do or do not like about Ball? Because he had a horrific game last week.
Okay. Oh, man, I don't even know where to start with this. All right. I just want to go on record and say I do not have any problems with Lonzo Ball. I actually initially was a fan of Lonzo Ball coming in. I was excited to see what he was going to do. I was excited when I saw his family's, like, you know, marketing plans and everything. I thought that was some boss stuff. I thought it was amazing. I liked what his dad was doing. Some people didn't like it, but I'm like, hey, man, the fact that he got his son a shoe deal before even getting into the league, he got a bunch of fans coming out to watch summer league games. Like, this is crazy. So I was excited to see what's going to come of it. Now I'm saying that I'm very, very disappointed. Lonzo Ball is having a terrible start of the season. He's shooting 30% from the field. Again, I said he's shooting 30% from the field. That is absolutely garbage. He's shooting 50% from the free throw line. Mind you, he's a point guard. Most point guards in the league are shooting like 80% from the free throw line. He's shooting 50%. That's absurd. I guess the good thing I can say is that he's averaging six rebounds, and he's averaging six assists as well. So we know his IQ is there. He's if you see him play, he makes a lot of great plays, great passes, try to get his teammates involved. However, if you see him on the scouting report, you know there's no issue. It doesn't seem to be working for the Lakers. They're not really doing that well. If I'm playing against Lonzo Ball, I'm sagging off all the way. I might not even guard him. I'm just going to leave him wide open because clearly he can't do nothing with the ball. I think his name should be Lost the Ball, not Lonzo Ball, but, I mean, that's neither here nor there. And I just want to ask Sebastian, do you still think he's going to be Rookie of the Year?
I mean, you know, it's 82 games in the season. You got to give him a couple more weeks, you know, start to fill up the league. Everything's much faster. You know, players are bigger, stronger, smarter in the NBA. I just think he's going through this little adjusting period. I didn't think
so. You're saying he's soft?
A week like that. What was that?
I said, so you're saying he's soft?
Ooh.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm not saying he's soft, but he's definitely not the toughest.
So he,
you know,
like,
he needs some time to find himself, you know, to before he could truly make a difference in the league. I mean, we expect all these players, you know, they go to college, they do one and done, and physically their bodies just, you know, aren't at the level as some of these players in the NBA yet.
I mean, so one thing that he did say after the game is that he needs to be more aggressive on nights like this, and he needs to, like, just put his head down and just keep balling through. One thing I think the difference is that he's still maturing. A man still has some time to mature. I mean,
He really just came out of high school still, if you think about it. He only played 1 year at UCLA. I mean, it was a solid year nonetheless. And then the rest of that time, he's been balling in high school. And I think he needs some time to mature as an NBA player. And again, NBA point guards, I think, even take longer. Like, if we look at Sebastian Telfer, who came straight out of high school. Sebastian, who does anyone even know who Sebastian Telfer is to this day?
He
was a baller back in the day. He was a baller from Coney Island. He was a baller, and like, no one knows who he is because he did not have enough time to mature as a point guard, and then he just kind of lost it in the NBA. So I think maybe we give – I agree with Sebastian. Maybe we give him some time. We see what he can do because I hopefully think he can be – I hope he doesn't allow his marketing portion of his dad to get in his head, but I'm hoping to see what he can do here.
Yeah, same. We all see the potential there, and – LA needs another superstar. I don't like when LA is not a good team in the NBA. I feel like it's just not a good reflection on the NBA when certain teams aren't doing well. So we need to see LA, you know, go back on the upward trajectory.
Him being aggressive is great enough, or trying to be aggressive is great enough. He said that, but then the next game he comes back and goes for 15 against the Brooklyn Nets. So I don't know if I want to be aggressive at this point. I'd rather you go 0 for 2 than 3 for 15. let the guys get the stats. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's his jump shot, his form. I don't know if he can switch it up. I really don't know what's going on over there. But man, this got to get better. 3 for 15. This is really frightening. I don't know what's going on. Like you said, Lakers need a superstar. They really do. He was supposed to be that guy, but I don't know how I feel about how they're kind of making Jordan Clarkson take the back seat. Because in my opinion, out of the young guys on the team, it's really looking like Kuzma and Jordan Clarkson are like one of their purest scorers on that team right now. And Jordan Clarkson should not be taking the back seat. But I don't know what Lakers got in plan, man. Hopefully it works out.
Time will tell.
Guys, some live and direct news that we cannot forget to mention. Dante Wilder came with a killer right hand jab to the face to knock out Kevin Price. If you have not seen this hit, this thing looks ferocious. If you have 4K TV, you might see my man sit and his sweat fly all over the place because I have not seen a hit this fierce in quite some time in the box community. Again, my man is from Brooklyn, Dante Wilder. Right now he's on a record of 39 wins and continues to roll. I think heavyweight fighting might be back, man, because this guy is one exciting person. He's like a solid 210, 6'5", it looks like. And he's from New York, sorry. And he wants to fight this British guy. But I would recommend seeing this hit because it was one vicious punch. We're going to come back to you guys. Right now, we're about to get back to some music. We got 15 minutes left on the show, guys. So please call in at 914-803-4581. Here we go.
95 like that, 95 solid, straight shots go medallion. Put your number on his paper, promise I'ma dial it. Q college chick, daddy was a doctor. Word through the grapevine, she dating a rapper. Entertainer, athlete, she never after. So I entertain her late night with laughter. High 10 after, midnight, it's bedtime. You could say I stole her heart, I just call it bedtime. No rush, just relax your mind. You are now listening to sounds of a better rhyme. Benz and drivers, mosh pit in the lobby. Girl so horny, that's my type of party. No ties, mob shit, suits and ties. Crap table, Vegas, vampire nights. I married you tonight just to say we did it right. Waking up with regrets, roll over, she be like, why you never call me back? Sometimes it just be like that. Can't promise the world, but I could promise you half of that. Sometimes it just be like that.
All the rumors you heard, I ain't got no time for that. Shit, I ain't got no time for that. And you ain't gotta cry, dry your eyes, we gon' get through that. Trust, we gon' get through that. 95 like that. Reservations, car, reserve a table. Alligator, snake skin, purple label. Polyester, black Beretta, who do it better? For my niggas caged up, writing them letters. Lower level, reporting live, channel 11. No emergency, but I'm in a 9-11. Falsetto, girl scream, a red fellow. Pull up to the scene, bumping on the instrumental.
And you know it, know it.
Time flies when you fly in first class all the time.
And you know it, know it.
No time for the games, dollar signs on my mind.
And you know it, know it.
Eye for an eye, young killer just trying to stay alive.
And you know it, know it.
Gotta learn to live with regrets, I regret that time. She like, why you never call me back? Sometimes it just be like that. Can't promise the world, but I can promise you half of that. Sometimes it just be like that. All the rumors you heard, I ain't got no time for that. Shit, I ain't got no time for that. And you ain't gotta cry, dry your eyes, we gon' get through that. Trust, we gon' get through that. 95 like that. 95 like that. 95 like that. Another one. Another one.
We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down tonight. Cause I can listen to things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow.
For the taking. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why would you say? You talking to me like your new babe. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe gotta run it like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl red, sit on brown. I probably shouldn't be around you. You get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told
when
you.
I told you.
When I with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild.
Yeah, ooh, that's why I'm easy.
someone singing the song real quick? Okay. We're back in Live and Direct. Again, that was our favorite old song, the tradition of, that we do on the last call here on a Sunday morning. Lil Lionel Richie, Easy. Easy like Sunday morning here. Before we let you go in the next few minutes here, we want to give you a few NFL predictions as we go into the NFL day here. I'm going to keep Easy playing because we just want to keep it easy like Sunday morning. So, again, right now we have the Falcons, Panthers. Give me, who you taking on this one, Sebastian?
I'm gonna give it to the Falcons this week. I need Julio personally to have a big day for my fantasy team, so that's also why I'm going for them. But I'm taking Atlanta all day.
Okay, we got the Eagles and the Broncos. Who you taking, Kene?
The Eagles? What?
You already know I'm going with the Eagles. We on a 6-game winning streak, something like. We number one. You know what I'm saying? We just killing it right now. Having a spectacular season. Ain't nobody going to stop Carson Wentz. And it is what it is.
Okay. We have the Bucks and the Saints. Jameis Winston or Drew Brees. Who will be taking there, Sebastian?
Jameis. I'm sticking with my guy.
Even though he steals lobster legs or crab legs. Got it.
He was young at the time. He wasn't getting paid yet. He had to eat too.
Right, that's what it was.
We have the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Who are you taking there, Kene? Be careful with your words.
I'm going with the Chiefs. You know, I think the Chiefs has proven themselves. I just don't believe in the Cowboys, man. They just know how to upset.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs too.
Wow, that is disrespectful. So many.
I'm sorry, guys. Cowboys aren't fun to watch this year.
That is so disrespectful. All right. On other news,
who are you going for? Be honest.
I'm going with the boys all day. What are you talking
about?
Oh
my God.
The Chiefs have been playing so bad lately. They had a solid defense a little bit, but I just say it's at Dallas. It's in the boys' stadium. They come to ball. They come prepared. When the game is close, don't call me. Call me next week. We'll talk then.
No, I'm calling you when the game is over.
When Alex Smith has a career day, that's when we'll call.
We got Monday night primetime football. Score team of the choice, Lions, Packers. Who are you guys taking?
Packers. Ooh.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm
gonna
go with the Packers.
It's tough because Aaron Rodgers is out, but I'm still taking the Packers there.
I'll go with the Packers.
I find that hard.
I don't know, man.
Aaron Rodgers is that offense. I don't know how you go against that when the dude's not there.
Well, I mean, I just don't have that much confidence in Detroit either. I've only seen them play, you know, for a few minutes this year, and it just wasn't too much fun to watch.
Aren't they going for second place in their in their division?
The Lions or the Packers?
Lions. If they win this.
Oh, the Lions are third in the NFC North currently.
Man, so they need this, you know, especially get their, you know, boost their morale for this win. Take advantage of a Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. I'm going to go with Lions on this one.
I'm going to take the Lions on this one. I think they can. This is their chance and opportunity for Matthew Stafford to step up. He's not throwing against Aaron Rodgers currently. To a Packers offense who doesn't have their main quarterback, their source of revenue, basically. And I think we can keep that going. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions on that game.
Okay. I can't wait to be the only one that got it right next week.
And that was our quick run through the NFL scores for this Sunday morning. Again, this is the last call. We're slowly tuning out here. We're slowly wrapping up. Again, if you have anything you want to give to us, please add us at 843 The Last Call. That's again at 843_The Last Call. We'll answer anything. We post quite frequently. We post it all when we're watching it live, watching direct.
be it NBA, be it NFL. We have specialists in all fields. Again, signing off, this is DJ Pat here from NYC. We got Black Gamma there out in Boston. Mr. Seb Bars himself, also out in NYC, guys. This has been a great show. Enjoy your Sunday, and make sure you keep it live and direct on this great Daylight Savings Day. Anything you guys want to say?
Thank you for coming up all there. May your team win this week.
That's it. We out.